Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're doing something a bit different, really zooming in on just one core idea, something brought up by one of you listening.
That's right. We've got this source, excerpts from the demand for flat fee real estate services.
Exactly. And what jumps out immediately, the real nugget here, is this phrase, the growing demand for flat fee real estate services. Simple, but potent.
Right.
Okay, so let's maybe unpack that. When you see a concise statement like that, the growing demand for flat fee real estate services presented as a key insight, what does that actually signal?
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Just that phrase, growing demand plus flat fee real estate services, it immediately tells you something's shifting.
Shifting how, though, in a big market like real estate?
It suggests pretty strongly that the traditional ways are being questioned. The focus here isn't just that demand is growing, but what that means.
Okay, so the implication is the key takeaway.
Precisely. The very fact that demand is growing points towards maybe a reevaluation of value by consumers. People are actively looking for alternatives.
Alternatives to the standard commission model, you mean?
Yeah, exactly. That percentage-based fee that's been the standard for so long. This growth implies maybe some dissatisfaction, or maybe people are finding new efficiencies they like.
It does make you wonder, why now? I mean, that 5 or 6% commission, that's been the bedrock for ages, right?
It really has.
So what's driving people towards flat fees? What specific, maybe, pain points are they trying to solve? It's a totally different way of paying.
Well, you hit on it. That percentage, you know, 5, 6% on a house sale,
right,
can be a huge chunk of money, tens of thousands, easily.
Right.
So the growing demand suggests, first off, a real focus on cost. Maybe people feel they're paying too much for the traditional bundled service.
Bundled service, meaning everything the agent does, marketing, showings, the whole deal.
Exactly. And with so much information online now, market data, listings, some consumers feel, well, less reliant on an agent for all of that. They want more control, perhaps, and to save some money.
That makes a lot of sense. Like they're saying, hey, I only need these specific things, not the whole package. So what does flat fee actually look like in practice? Is it just sticking a sign in the yard?
Well, it can vary quite a bit, which is important. It's not just one thing.
Okay.
So at the very basic end, yeah, it might just be getting your property onto the MLS, the multiple listing service. You pay a flat fee for that access, and then maybe you handle showings, negotiations yourself.
Sort of a DIY approach?
Kinda, yeah. But then there are more involved flat fee options too. Maybe they include professional photos, putting up the sign, maybe even some basic negotiation support, all for a set price.
And then you could add other things if you wanted, like pay extra for an open house.
Exactly. It's more a la carte. You pick and choose. Which is, you know, the total opposite of the traditional one price covers all commission.
So it's about tailoring it, paying for what you actually value. Feels like it matches up with a more maybe informed consumer, someone who's done their homework.
I think that's a huge part of it. And technology, of course, plays a massive role here.
How so?
Well, think about online listings, Zillow, Redfin, all those platforms, virtual tours, digital marketing. Sellers aren't solely dependent on an agent to get the word out or to see comps anymore.
Right. The information isn't locked away like it used to be.
Exactly. So many flat fee services are built around these online tools. They offer a streamlined process, often mostly digital, which helps keep their costs down, and they pass that saving on. It gives sellers more power, more control.
Hmm. You have to think about the pressure this puts on the traditional real estate brokerages, right?
Yeah.
If a chunk of the market is actively looking elsewhere.
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely a competitive challenge.
So what do they do? How do the established players react? Do they have to change their model?
They're certainly having to think hard about their value proposition. You know, why is our service worth 6%? So some are adapting. You might see agents offering more flexible commission structures, maybe tiered services. Others are doubling down on the things technology can't easily replicate.
Like what? Complex negotiations, problem solving.
Exactly. Handling tricky situations, offering really deep local knowledge that, you know, an algorithm might miss. Basically, highlighting where their human expertise really counts. Some are also just integrating tech better into their own services to show value.
So it's pushing the whole industry to be more transparent, maybe,
yeah,
and innovate.
I think that's fair to say. The market is clearly saying it wants options, it wants clarity on value.
It feels like this phrase, growing demand, It's not just a small thing. It signals real momentum. It's challenging how things have always been done.
And it shows how much you can learn just from observing a simple market signal like that. The source doesn't give us, a 10-point list of why it's growing.
Right. It just states the fact.
Exactly. But that fact, the what, is critical. It immediately makes you think about the underlying why. Is it tech? Is it cost pressure? Consumer education? Probably a mix of all three and more. But the observation itself is the key insight. It points to a real shift.
So, wrapping this up then, what does it all really mean? I think the core takeaway, straight from our source material, is pretty clear, isn't it?
Yeah, it's that simple observation. There is a growing demand for flat fee real estate services.
And that signals a pretty fundamental change in how people are thinking about buying and selling homes.
Definitely. And if you connect that to the bigger picture, spotting a growing demand for any specific service model is powerful. It shows where consumer preferences are heading.
Like people voting with their feet, or their wallets in this case.
Right. They're signaling they want something different, maybe more transparency, more control, better cost efficiency. It's kind of a microcosm of broader trends we see elsewhere, like unbundling services.
So, a final thought then, maybe for you listening.
Yeah. This raises an interesting question, doesn't it? We've seen this growing demand signal for flat fee real estate. Where else might this be happening? What other industries could be, ready for a similar shift towards more unbundled, transparent, maybe more cost-controlled options driven by consumers? Something to think about.